Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Before we begin, Davav, I just have a few basic axioms that I just want to establish that we should all be aware of. On Dav Gemal, we had the Maslaikis. Of where, how they collected the money for the parhel and davar shel tzibur. There was one mandamer that we do not, paskin like NLT, we do not hope that it's collected from Trumas HaLishka. The Rambam Perek Dalet Shkolim, paskins that gaivin b'tchil. The Rambam Perek Dalet Shkolim, paskins gaivin b'tchil. Which means, that they do not take it from Trumas HaLishka, but they make their own campaign. And even the people themselves give it. That's A. Axiom number one. Axiom number two is, we paskin like Rav Yehuda, that when we bring a parhel of davar shel tzibur, that every shevet brings a par by himself. There is not like Rav Meir. Not like Reb Meir, that Reb Meir says there was one par that the business brings. No. That's every shevet, 12 shvatim, bring it. And like the Gemara in the end comes out, that does not make a difference how many shvatim are chaytay. You can have all 12, you can have 5 or 6, you can even have one. One shevet that's chaytay, the other 11 are bringing, you are closing Kreira. Now it's Kreira, they're able to bring it. Of course, Reb Shimon also holds, you don't have rug, you don't need rug.
Even one.
One shaven that was chayte, all 12 about to bring the carbon.
I think it's right.
Right
with the
shaven. No. That's the din of Greira. That's exactly the point that I'm coming to. It was worthwhile though, that I said. Let's say you have 12 shvatim and shevets fulun goes and they eat the chalif. The central basket. The Sanhedrin paskets that chalif is mutter and shevets fulun eats it. Ruvei, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, everybody, all 12 shvatim bring a par. That's the second hanafa that we have. And that's the din of Greira. The chiddush of Reb Shimon is, well, he doesn't hold the Greira. Reb Shimon holds that it's the kol ad bezdin. We don't hold like that. The only ones that bring it are the shvatim. So the shvatim bring it, and it's goyven b'tchilum. The first thing we had is from the halachas of Yechash Shkolim. How is it brought? Not from Shumas HaLishka. They take a campaign, make a collection. Every shevet makes their own collection, and they all give it, all 12. Okay. So all 12 shvatim give it, and they have to bring their own par, and the money to buy the par is brought by the people themselves. And yet, and this is the clincher, the Rabbah in Hilchos Shkogis, Berek Yedbei Shkogis, comes and he says, and also, of course, it's like for our mitzvahs, and that is, upon whom is it incumbent, the mitzvah of bringing the parhel of davar shel tzibur? It's incumbent upon Beis Din, and Hilchos Shkogis, the rabbi brings, that the obligation to bring it, the ones that need a kapara, are the Beis Din. In that sense, he holds like Reb Meir. But of course, not all like Reb Meir. But in that sense, at least he holds like Reb Meir. The Rambam would say from mitzvahs, and in over here in Shkogis, Perikid Bei Shkogis, the Rambam holds. Let me read it over here.
Not
the Shvatim at all. No. Kol Davar Shechayavet Al Shkigasu Chatos. He brings it, and then what? It's not in the best that they made a mistake. So the din is, Chayavin Lahavi carbon chatos al shigigasan bahira. Bezdin is chayev to bring a carbon chatos because of their mistake. The afal pisha lo asu hein biatzma. Even though they themselves didn't even do it. They didn't do anything. They didn't eat Caleb at all. But afal became, they were gairim for everybody else to do it. We don't care to hoots whether Bezin went and did. Everybody else is putter from the carbon. Even though they're the ones that did it. The reason is because they were toilet, they attributed their did to the Bezdin. Umahua carbon. And what is the carbon? What do they bring? Shemevin al Shkagazu. Well, it starts with Avodah Zarah, which we'll just for the sake of stop, we'll skip that over because that's an isolated did, the power of the Sawyer. But we'll go, the Ibishar, Krisus. They bring a Chadis Kavua. Maybe call shavit, mishavit, par, chadus. Every shavit. Now, if a person would read this Rambam, it would seem to be a mamish eilecha aksamoran gobo mizah. Who has the chiv of the kapara? Who has the chiv, the mitzvah? The bezdin. And who brings the carbon? Every shavit brings their own par. And how do they bring it? They make a collection. Every shavit breaks a collection, and they contribute their own par. And who has the mitzvah? And who gets the kapara? It's not even their mitzvah. Not even their mitzvah. Mitzvah or bezdin. And the ones that contributed is that. Now, like Mordechai kept asking me yesterday. I don't know why he's not here. I will feel very bad he's not here now. But Mordechai asked me, what happened to the smicha? We know the Gemara tells us at Menachos and we paskin, when it comes to a carpet sibur, there's no such thing as smicha, except for the exceptions. There's no such thing as smicha, there are only two exceptions. One, of course, is Soil Azazah, Samish Talaya, but the Chayim Gadol does the smicha on that. But except for that, the only exception is Barhav Davishot Sibur. And who are the ones that do it? Well, we know it from Sanhedrin, the Shabbat Aleph. There are three Abezdin of the entire Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. Who does the smicha or the carbon of the parhal of David El Tzibor? It's a carbon Tzibor. The rule is by a carbon Tzibor there's no smicha. But by parhal of David El Tzibor there is a smicha. And who does it? Three prominent members of the Sanhedrin. So if they're doing the smicha, it means why? Makes sense they do the smicha. They'll do the smicha because they're the miskaprim. They're representatives of the miskaper. Who does the smicha? Smicha does the one that gets a kapara. And therefore, that's what that din is. But this needs biur. Why it is, on the one hand, we paskin like Rav Yehuda. And also, Simon, that we paskin in Hilchos Shkolim, that they go in betchilu, that they go in betchilu means that they make their own campaign. Yet, even though the Shvatim do it, and they're the ones that pay for it, Afal Pikein, who does the smicha? The Sanhedrin. And who has the mitzvah? The Sanhedrin. What is together over here? Oh, it seemed to be, that the miskaprim of the carbon, the ones who have the chiyuv to be a miskaper for the egregious chet that they did was the Sanhedrin. But who are the bottom of the carbon? The carbon, the chayro, would seem to me that together that we have in the din, a parham shavish al tzibur is together of a mafrish carbon, kadesh yiskaper bochavero. There's a concept, you can have a chiyuv kapara, maybe because you're a machal Shabbos. Maybe because you wait on Yom Kippur. You have to bring a chatos. That's true. It's your chet. Not my chet. It's your chet. But yet, if I'm mafresh a carbon chatos for you, that works. I am the mafresh. I can be the baal or maybe on the bonus because they have to clear about. But the miskaper of the carbon, even though, it's my carbon, I might be the bialim of the carbon, but you are the miskaper of the carbon. Like in Tamura, we have the magdash, I said, the magdash, the mice of chaybish, the miskaper, as I said to her, and we can have different, we can split it, we can clear different, many different hakimis who got me this din. Kind of carbon, you, whenever you bring a carbon, leave lina. You're not allowed to home. Go to Yerushalayim. You have to go take a hotel room in Yerushalayim. The day that you bring a carbon, you can't go home till the next day. In case of a miskab, mapish carbon kadeshi, iskaper bochabera. Who gets the chiv lina? The miskaper or the bala carbon? Who is? We could clear that. Or just give another example, a random example. We know that the din is, whenever you bring a carbon, you have to be there to stand by the carbon. Who stands there in this case? Who are the ones that stand there? This is not the din of Smicha. This is the din. Who's the one that stands there by carbon, behema, and oif? Doesn't make any difference. The one that stands there is whom? The bala carbon or the miskaper? We'd be able to clear. Who has that din exactly? So what we have over here though is the miskaprim, the ones that are mechuyavim in the mitzvah, is bezdin. Who are the ones that are mafresh the carbon? Who are the ones that pay for it? Call yourself pays for it. It's not their mitzvah even. It seems to be that the way the gather of the carbon is to say chesed that B'nai Israel, the Tzibur, does on behalf of the Bezdin because of their egregious chet that requires of them a kapara. But there is a shtatvus, the part of the Tzibur, that they provide carbon. Now, that is, that a chaps very big nafkeminis look up in that. We'll have to see whether we have time to say more nafkeminis. It's going to be in a very nageya. I wanted to say it before we do the Gemara here on Davav. Now, all right, but that, these are the basic dinim. That the lumpus, of course, have to see. But this part, these are the favors, the dinim that we said.
The
favor
was the
hurrah.
What's that
favor? The favor was they were machshil everybody in the chet.
Like with
Neida? Sort of like a favor. It's their fault that everybody did a chet. They need a kapara. Anybody can make a mistake in a hirah, it's only because, as a result of their mistakes and their mistakes. If they made a mistake, and as a result of that, the Rav Tzibur came and they were chaytay. I shouldn't even say Rav Tzibur. According to review, even if one Tzibur does it. Even one Shavit. Rav of one Shavit did it. What Rav of one Shavit does it, everybody has to bring their own par, not to contribute to the communal par. Shevet Zvulun did a chet. Shevet Gud did not do a thing. Absolutely nothing. Yet, Shevet Gud has to bring a par. Why? Because Shevet Zvulun did a chet. Don't think a thing. It's finished by rather. Don't like what we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara Namaskar comes out. One Shevet did a chet. Everybody has to bring it. For what? To the Benson to get a kapara. That's to get a kapara. Yechidim are not there. It's a right that you're looking at it as an aggregate chet. You're looking at it as an aggregate collective chet. It's the Yechidim only bring a carbon where they're not part of a team board that were chaytay. Then they bring a kishmar sira. But the whole thing of kishmar sira is not relevant. From up and where a right of a team board did it.
Not their own
chet anymore. Not their own. It's not attributed only to, as a personal chet. They're together with everybody else. It's like in Yom Kippur with Tzarbish Valeyah. There it is different. No, I mean, there it is different. Not done, of course, because of a hybrid, of course. But there, everybody gets the kapara. But the Sawyer, yeah. Yeah, but that there it's also, it's brought. There it's also different. It's brought from Chubas Halishka also, of course. Different than this. Now, so what were we at? We're on Davav. And the Gemara brought the Raya that kosh, that every shavit is called the kohol unto itself. And the Gemara says, Gemara brought that we had, where we have the Gemara that we did yesterday. That when we talked about the Avaitis HaLevim, when they inaugurated the Levim, they initiated the initiation process of the Levim. Tell the good things. Aaron picked them all up, the tefillah of every Levi. How can he even do such a thing? You know, how many, the 22,000 Levim, you know. And he picked them as a tefillah.
Everyone.
How many seconds would he be, you know, it's a pelvic thing. How is possible? But one of the things.
That's a couple said he did one.
Yeah, but the Pesukim say that he's, yeah. All right, but over here it says what? They brought two karbonis, a chatras and an oil. But, when the Gemara darshid, but the way the Gemara darshid, the chatras was not eaten, the chatras had a bit of an oil. Ab chatras like that chalas. Ki yaitse bo, and that we have something similar to that. All right, Rabbi Sir, go ahead. Oh, by the way, in the din, of course, of the Baruch Hamdavar Shel Tzibur, Anan Shmuel Aharon was very concerned about that last week. So but say, take a look at the Mishnah we have it coming up with Daf Ches, and of course, the whole din that we're talking about is only something where it's Mechai Mechiv Karas. I think he was asking me, how do we know this concept? They said there's no matzah in the Torah. There's no din Baruch Hamdavar Shel Tzibur. If they said there's no Isra of eating the Vela in the Torah, there's no din Baruch Hamdavar Shel Tzibur. It has to have a Chiv Karas. That's in the Mishnah. A Yachid, Chiv Karas, and then that would be that din, right? That's the marker for that is the Mishnah Daf Ches. Now, Ki Yaitse Bo. We have something similar to this. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Habayim Be'ashevi. We have in the Pesukim Ezra. It says they came back from captivity from Golus Bavel. Be'ashevi Hagoyla Hikrivu Eilai Slavokei Yisrael Barim Shnei Masar. They brought the Pesukim go all the multitude of karbanis that they brought. Hakol Ayla. It says in the passage that it was a chatos. We don't have it all quoted over here. But it says in the passage that it was a chatos. You have the whole passage that's there. The people who have the whole passage that's quoted on the side, you can see that. See in the passage where it says there, somebody want to say the passage? It says that it was a chatos. A kailu. What does that mean?
Split person.
So what it means? Time to discuss. So something about it. Look at Dvarim Shneva. A kailu. How can it be? I'm talking something like that. Hefshir shechatos. What does it mean? The chatos is an oil. First he told me that it's a chatos, now he told me it's an oil. Now our kolka oil, the way we're saying now by the Levium, we're saying the same thing when they came back from Golus Bavel. What did they do? They all brought something, a chatos, that was like an oil. My oil, lo nechales. A chatos, lo nechales. They brought a chatos. What do you mean? What kind of they bring a chatos? They said a pelvic thing. Why they brought chatos? They brought it to Sadia, Rabbi Huda Iber, al Havadis Kaychavim. They brought it one of the chatoim of Havadis Zara that they did. It was man of the Bayis Rishayim. Even though they themselves were not even the perpetrators. 70 years later. They brought it to the Makom HaMikdash. They're building the Mikdash. They built the Mikdash. And now they're coming and they're bringing the Karbanis for what? They're bringing the Karbanis that they were Chayiv to the spot of the Bayis Rishon. Now, what does it mean here? What's in us? The Omar Yehuda Mashmur, our Avadis Kaychavim Shetu Mimetzik Kiyahu. And he said, because of the Avadis Zaris, that they did be made Tzidkiyahu. Now, who did it? Each one of the Rabbi Yehuda, Mashkach Hasla, Lahari, Shnei Masar Chatos, what it says that they brought over here, amongst the many other Kabbalahs, but the Maisa, they brought 12. Like Rabbi Yehuda, we understand that they brought 12. Because how many Kabbalahs, whatever it is, when it's the Chet of Avedah Zara, when they have the Avedah of Parah of Dabar Shel Tzibor, and what happened? So each Shevet brings it. And like there, let's say when they all did it, that they bring 12. Now, of course, that's greater. It's not, doesn't have to be all 12 did it, of course. Or even if 7 did it. Now, the way the Maskada came out, but it doesn't even have to be 7. Even if it's 1, right? Even if it's 1, everybody brings it. The greater applies by all of them. Now, in order for this to apply, what does the Gemara mean? It means not only that they were all worship of the Zara, they did it up in the Psak of the Bezer Agadol at the time of Tzipiyahu. I mean, it's not stop everybody else except the little 12 Shvatim bring it. You have to have a tzak, it's a depart of Dabashel Tzibur, it's not a reason to do this. It's a dim shingas hayra, you need a hell of dover. Hell of dover came out of the psak of the Sanhedrin. There has to be out that, that they were made a mistake, yeah. But everybody will bring it, the same thing.
Huh?
Yeah.
The problem, there weren't 12 shvatim when there were makrim in Eretz.
No.
They didn't have to have that.
No, no, that wouldn't make a difference.
It's not a problem. So how do they bring it?
Well, in a way. No. In the way Jonathan is asking, if you're going to tell me that everything is based like the Gemara says in the Daf Gimel, that has to be Yoshvei Eretz Israel that were chaytad. Yeah, but you see, that would not be, for me, it would not be such a problem. Because Yirmiyahu wedded to his bouncer that even if they didn't have the rise, but there was a representative sample of every Shevet. So the Shvatim were there. That's right. That's correct. Well, Reb Shimon Nami, look also, according to Reb Shimon Bashkach Hasla, though the Chatu Acharas are Shvatim. Now, according to Reb Shimon, you can also have it. Let's say Reb Shimon does not hold the greater. But if 11 Shvatim were Chaytay, and you added the one to Bezdin, you come to 12. Then the Chatu Acharas are the Maisel Acharas are Shvatim Tzirin. The Enoch the Bezdin, the other one will be Bezdin. But and therefore you can have a case according to Reb Shimon or according to Reb Yehuda. But let's say a hold like Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds when is there a din of Parah of Davishel Tzibur? Again, it doesn't make a difference what chet we're talking about, either regular chet or Avodah Zarah. According to Reb Meir, how many parim are ever brought? 1. And in order for that one to be brought, you need right tzibur. That's it. The Reb Meir, the Amar, Bein Meviyin, the light tzibur. We have a chetitza here. And that the Gemara says, Peltic a thing. You going the chatu, the hunter chatu. They did mamish like they had very shvera thick.
12
high rows. Now it starts to get very dicey. And what happened over there exactly? The people that worshipped Avodah Zarah during the time of Tzidkiyahu, that was 70 years ago. What about those people? Where are they now? They died. So what are you bringing it now? Chata Shebeso Ba'aleha means, even if the Chata's Vazutras was separated, we know it's also Misa. Allah has Kaba B'chaba. If they never were Mafreshit, you don't bring the carbon for them. So what happened over here? What did they bring the Karbanis for? A generation that died out? And then the Gemara says it's not true. That only applies by a carbon for a yachid. of a love at Tzibor. When you're talking about a Tzibor, there's no din of Chata, there's no din of a Chata Shemesa Ba'alecha, because there's no Misa by a Tzibor, even if the Tzibor dies. But the physical entity of the Tzibor will always be around. The Reishah, the Kesef, that's there as a result of that Tzibor, will linger even if the physical part of that Tzibor is gone.
It doesn't die, but your body's still there.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So, in other words, there's the physical aspect of Klal Yisrael, that Tzibor. Then the Tzibor that we have in Tavshin Pei Hei is not the Tzibor that was here 100 years ago. But the Tzibor is the same Tzibor. Right? The reason is because the Chayrin is not going to be Toloi. Remember, we have a Machlokes, let's say, by every din of Hatos HaBeis by a Karbon Tzibor. Let's say, for example, a person, Sar Mishtaleach and a Sar Lashem. Right, there's a Karbon Tzibor, two Chatois. And one of them got lost, and the Tzibor replaced it. And then they found it. To the Mishnah in the beginning of Shei Siren. We have a Machlokes by the Kama and Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not Din Chatos HaBeis by any Karbon Tzibor. Now, let's leave Chata Shemesa Baleho alone. Chata Shenis Kapru Baleho is also. There is a case of Chata Shenis Kapru Baleho. And we paskin that over there, Chata Shenis Kapru Baleho, that it's also Lamisa, we hold. Not like Rabbi Yehuda, we hold that there is no din of Chatas Shenis Kapru Tzolamisa. What do you do with it? You wait till it's a mum, Yerachi Stayev. Rabbi Yehuda holds over there, there's also a din. This Gemara is not totally in that. Here Gemara is saying a different concept. Here the Gemara is telling us that even no matter what you hold the Gemara did, Chatas Shenis Kapru, this is not a Metzius of Meso Baleha, even though it was a Metzius of Meso Baleha. Halachically, it is never regarded as a Chatas Shenis Baleha, even though the Metzius, there was a Chatas Shenis Baleha, because of a new concept that's called Ein Tzibor Meso. This is not Toloi in that Mach. That's a separate Machlokes from Yehuda and Kaba. Chatas Shenis Kapru Baleha, for example, because we don't have it. Chatas Shenis Vlad Chatas Purus Chatas Chatas Rishnas. We get you. You cannot always have it. But in those places where it will apply by a Karbon Tzibor, the din is that it's going to be a Yeran Sheistayim, the way we hold. Here it's a different din. You even bring it. The reason why you bring it is because there was never a death. Either was a death. No, it's a figment of our imagination. There was a death in terms of the physical aspects of it. The people died. But the Shem Tzibor, the metaphysical entity, never died. There were up with all the Tzibor, the Mishay Tzibor, a Misa the Tzibor. Abi Nalei, the Rapapa, how does he know that? Ilema Midiksiv. Is it because Ilema Midiksiv, it says, Tachas Abosecha, Yuvanecha. What happens? Replacing your ancestors will be the next generation, your children. That means they're replacements. Replacements, but they didn't die. Maybe that's where we get it out from. You never regard the others that died as being gone. No. The body replaced the others. Yachi, Avila, Yachidami. But that you can have even by Yachi. Why are you saying that then? It's only true by a Tzibor. By Yachid also, where we have need of Tachas HaMesecha Yivanecha. And Ladukya the Rapapa, he learns it out from Yisarg B'Dereish Chaynish. He learns it out from the sire that we bring by the Musaf Reish Chaynish. The Omer Achmada, what did the Torah say there? The Omer Achmada, by say, you bring it from Chumas HaLishkam. Where do you bring it from, the Sarai Shleimish? You bring it from Chumas HaLishkin. When did you give the money to the Trubas HaLishka? Listen. Somebody was late, you gave it later, but remember, let's say you have a month, a year later, 11 months or 12 months later, after they gave the money for the Trubas HaLishka, what happened during that year? Some people died. So the money that's left, how can you go and bring that money or the commodities that are bought from that money? It's that money is from the Tzibur. If you have that, it doesn't make a difference. The Tzibur is the same Tzibur. And therefore, it's able to be carved. And that's where we get it from. Therefore, even, we'll come back to this. But therefore, even though there was a different generation, it's able to be brought. I don't know for sure. Maybe nobody died. The word "maisi" here is "mitzvah" here. It's very easy to get confused over here. Back and I see Yehuda is getting all griddled over here. The word we're using from one line to the next. The word "maisi" means bringing. "Maisi" means dying. Maybe nobody died this year.
Let's just say the word.
Something about Avalacha. Hadai Baisu. Nothing about it, no. Maybe it is a difference, a pelvic thing. Maybe nobody died by the Musaf. That's the reason. And therefore, if you don't know whether or not that anybody died, you're going to be able to bring a Shtol Chazak in their life. Mashenkin, over here, you know for sure that the other generation from 70 years ago, they Badai died. Come right back to this. And what time is the Rapapa Mehacha? Yeah, you're right. What do we learn by Yegla Arufo? I'm sorry to interrupt everybody. Ruya Kapar and Sushet the Kapar al Yetzay Mitzrayim. We learn it out from Yegla Arufo. It says that this Kapara of Yegla Arufo was right to forgive to our Kapara. Even for the Yaitzei Mitzrayim. Long time ago, Yaitzei Mitzrayim. Midiksev Asher Padisa says what? For the people that you redeemed. What do you mean you redeemed? Hey, Glarufa. Mitzrayim was saying that the Midbar was, it was 40 years, for the beginning of the 40 years of Midbar. Followed by what? Followed by hundreds and hundreds of years. So what are you telling me? You're being redeemed? Midabi. Hasam kumu aisinu. Migu de mechapra achayim. Mechapra midabi habesim. Elahacha. Over there it's different. Maybe there's a migu, a graver or something.
What?
Over there, but when it comes to Eglar, when it comes to over there, or when it comes in general, to a kapara, if the part of the generation is there, part of the people are there, it's able to work. But what about when he talk about the 70 years? Who was left? None of them were around. Says what happened. They were there. There are many of them. Very, very nice. Maybe there were many of them. But there was only a need. The Rabbim, maybe the Rabbim, wasn't the Rabbim. What happened? There was such a noise and such a pandemonium that took place over there from all the Bechias. They even drowned out the Simcha. That means that everybody was there. They arrived. Everybody arrived. Everybody was there. What kind of a carpet is that anyway? What kind of a chatas? They were amazing. They weren't showing again anyway what happened over there. What are we installing too? Yeah, but it was a Rasha. It wouldn't make sense. You're not going to say like that. Look at all these other things that they brought. Halim, Tishim, Bishisha, Kvatsim, Shivim, Bishiva. What's all this about? Can I get me? Elohai Rasha, Isa. There was no precedent for these Korbanis. It's a Rasha, Isa. Achadabi. So therefore, we can learn over here that the whole thing was a Hirah Shahai. So therefore, that's the reason that it was brought. Even according to Rabbeir, and it was able to be brought the whole thing itself. And all the, yes, once you say like this, it wasn't, we wouldn't have the Raya.
And therefore, it wasn't even,
When we say over here, the Gemara had the Kasha. The Gemara had the Kasha. Remember, the Gemara is telling us, how is it able to work? By Rosh Chodesh. From there, Mariah, the person died. Therefore, how is the Sire able to be Mechaper by the Chumas Alishka? Yeah, so the Gemara, let's say you hold, remember like the Yerushalmi that we have, let's say a person, what is it coming to be Mechaper for anyway? Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, the Sar Reish Chodesh. Like we said, let's say Beheri Yadav Beis HaMikdash, the Mikdash is going to be built Erev Reish Chodesh. Comes the next day, Reish Chodesh, they're going to still, the Yerushalmi and Shmuas tells us, they're still going to go bring the car. Nobody was chayte by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. If nobody was chayte by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, they're still going to bring the chatos of the Musaf.
That's the Korban Ayin.
And something we shall be, because Avadah is a bonus. Avadah is a fringe benefit that if a person has to have a kapara, he's going to get Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, like all the Mishnah enumerates in the Mishnah in the beginning of Shavuos. But even if you vadai did not have anybody that was kaite, and this needs a kapar of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, al tzlechayves hayayin, you still would go and bring the musaf, the chatos by Rosh Chodesh. Let's come over here, bothered by. How do you bring the chatos? Chatos shemesum v'aleha. It's hayayin. It's not relevant whether or not it has regular dinim of chatos. From this Gemara would be mashma, maybe ulai. Not like the Rishalmi. And therefore, it has those Gedarim that we have. I have Basi Rak Lahaya, the Gabinis, my Sefer, I have this. My Sefer, I got Lahaya, this also. Then I have the Gabinis did. But Basi Rak Lahaya, the Gabinis did. Now, so what we have over here also, now, I want to just over here also, is Taisa Rush. If you look at the Tayfis Arash, Rabbi Sai, please. If you look at the Tayfis Arash, like we have here on the side, everybody have the Tayfis Arash?
What Dibra Maskel?
Yeah, you have to see the Dibra Maskel. See the Dibra Maskel?
Me
Dami Sarash Chaydish Dibalo Mason.
Second
one. Only about the 7-8 lights down.
We have different.
No, maybe you have a different verse on that. Bidami Sarah Reish Chodesh.
Yeah?
Yeah. The Afal Gav, Adina, even when we do know, see, look at the face of Rush. What's the Gemara mean? You don't know for sure that they died. What do you mean you don't know for sure? People went to Leviathan all the time. The last 11 months? What happened to all the people that you know died? How do you bring a Reish Chodesh? You want to bring a carbon and Reish Chodesh Shvat. Right? You want to bring a Reish Chodesh Shvat, Reish Chodesh Adar. Between last Nissan and now, people went to Bani Levias. So what do you mean you know they died? Of course they died. What do you think? The funeral pilots went to the poorhouse this year, they didn't die. So what does it mean you didn't know? Come to Tosfos Rosh. The Dilma Lo Mason. The Afal Gab, the Adida, the Vadai Mason. Sasmi. You know, some people died. Sasmi Israel. We call Makai. Listen to the way he says it. We're Gibaldic Israel. Elubos, this money, these shkolim that you took from Shemis Halisha, Mesa, these shkolim, Elubos that you took from the Lishka, the Akupa, these ones that you happen to have selected, the Omar, Mayasin Bos, hey, Tenosnos, Shemadayim Chayim. There's a possibility that these are really from the people that are still alive. I'm not in there, plenty of people that died. You can do that. And therefore, as long as the people that the shkolim there, who gave the shkolim, and those people who shkolim you're taking are died, are alive, that's not a problem.
Why not? Now it opens up
a Pandora's box. What happens when you give the shkolim? Follow all the Torah that we talked about when we learned shkolim. What happens when you give the money from Trumas Halishka? Everybody has to give a donation to the Trumas Halishka. Now let's say his shekel was taken. All right, now how does everybody else get a kapara for that? Let's say this. We gave a shekel. And they happen to have taken the shekel that I gave. All right. Now, everybody needs a kapara. Everybody gets a kapara from the shkolim. If the shekel belongs to me, so how do you get a kapara from it? And my slice, it's also a zazah gather of a mafish karma, because she's kapara mochavera.
I guess
you would certainly say not like this at all. 100%, you're right. Not like we see, not like that. Tastes of rush. When I give the shekel, it means that I'm totally disassociating myself from the shekel. Who am I giving it to? Looks completely lock, stock, and barrel to Hegdish. What do I have from it? Absolutely nothing. I came and I gave this completely to Hegdish. There is no vestige of my bilis left in it. That's the mitzvah. Give it away. That's what he's saying over here. The one whose shekel they took might be alive. And therefore, maybe he's alive, maybe therefore we don't have a riot about what's taking place. From the Tisa Rosh, the mechanics, that's not how it's working. I think also, again, it's going to be Tali and Ben Bukhri and Rab Yechanan, Ben Zakkai. If that's the case, we know that the whole thing there for Kaihanim. If Kaihanim wanted to give it, it's going to be a Mitchas Kayim. Now, and then I'll say that's not a problem of Mitchas Kayim. Chayre is a problem of Mitchas Kayim. If you look like the Tais HaRosh, you have a very big problem in the whole Machlaikis that we have. How Kaihanim would be able to give the Trumas Halishka. Because after all, they're bringing a mincha. Is it a problem or is it not a problem? Basi Raklahai, I see that, I saw that there's more of that in my sefer also. Yeah, you have to know that. Why did Tais HaRosh say that? How does he know that? He's saying it because of the Gemara's Kasha over here with the Savada problem that we have here.
What about every single day when they bring the
Kasha? Same thing. I'm talking Echanami. We're saying it's my Rosh Chayim. It should be the same thing. Every day they bring the Talmud. Whose shekel did they get? Now the shayla is, how do we have the kapara from that day's Talmud? The Talmud is Machapar, right? There's a Ritzu. There's a Ritzu for all of us. Maybe somebody that they took his shekel came from Timbuktu. How do I get a kapara or a Ritzu in the karma from somebody's shekel that they took from Timbuktu? Let's say he didn't even give it. He's going to wind up giving it. But even if he's going to die, he winds up giving it away. Or like the Gemara says, that he's an onus, he also gets a kapara. Not only that, of course, the Pashtun says, let's say a woman was chayta to speak to Shmikadasha. She also gets a kapara. She doesn't even give it.
She doesn't need to.
But she gets out, she has a kapara. It's his shekel.
Most of everything written, there's no, the Rambam often says, no shin and by them by the simple.
It's going to be Nageya that also, of course. By Shini Bailo, by Tzibur, the Gemara and Tzachim. Yeah, yeah. All these are issues that we have.
Every special, that by otherwise
everyone would become a Khalif the Khan. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I knew we were going to have this. This Gemara is Babish, all of Kutchum that we have over here in this Gemara. This is all the Gemara. Babish, I'm loving the Gemara, but this Gemara is
elevated. Come on, I think we need
Thursday again. Yeah. Pad Rabban and Meisachad Midat Tzibur. Pad Rabban and Meisachad Midat Tzibur. Hayavid Echad Mibezdit. One person of the Tzibur died. Beis Echad Bina Tzibur. Chayavin. What do we have over here now, guys? If you have a Brysa, how does this Brysa fit in? Also, we have pelvic things here also. Beis Echad Bina Tzibur. Somebody from the Tzibur died after a Besdin Paskin, and they were Chaytai. Chayavin. The Besdin is chayav to bring the pot. Everybody was chaytay, or whoever, and one died. It doesn't make a difference. Besdin has to bring the pot. Now what? Echad be Besdin. Let's say somebody, a member of the Besdin, died. Then they're all pata. Now, why? Batan Amar of Chisa, Amar of Yehuzer, Amar of Yehuzer, Amar Rav. This only makes sense. I'll leave it to Rebbe Meiri. Why? That's the reason, because of all this, that I prefaced the whole discussion today with all the basic ground rules that we have for the Dinim of Bar Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. It only makes sense, this Din, according to Rebbe Meir, who holds Bezdin, Bevian, Veloy Tzibur. The Besdin brings it, the Tzibur does not bring it. Therefore, with Besdin, that will bring it. If somebody of the Tzibur died, then it's Besdin's carbon, and nobody none of the Balaya carbon died, that there should be a problem. And therefore they bring it. On the other hand, let's say one of the people of Besdin died. Then they're all being yaitzed with Azachatus Ashutvim. And one died. That's a problem of Chata Shemes of Baleha. One of the Bailim of the Chatas, the Benzin, according to Rebbe Meir, died. Hilchach Beis Echad min HaTzibur Chayavid, the Hakayim Kulei Benzin. As long as the Benzin is there, the Benzin is there. Beis Echad, be Benzin. On the other hand, let's say one of the Dayanim died. Turim, why? One of the Baleha, one of the ones, because of that, they're all butter. Chata Shemesa Baleha means any of its Balem died. Now let's see more what it says. Baskler Rav Yosef. So it only makes sense according to Rav Meir. Baskler Rav Yosef. The Nukma Kareb Shimon. Maybe she go like Reb Shimon. The Amar Bezdin Imat Tzibur. Who brings it? Bezdin with the Tzibur. Therefore, Beit Echad Minat Tzibur Chayavin. The Ein Tzibur Mason. Right? So what are you going to worry about? Well, maybe they bring it because, like we said, the Tzibur does not. You bring it for the whole Tzibur. You could even bring it from the 70 years ago. And therefore, they would be able to bring it. On the other hand, Beis Echad be based in Peturim, according to Reb Shimon. Can you read it? The Chatas Shutvim, because they bring it to the Chatas HaShutvim. Because the reason is, because we know that according to Reb Shimon, the Omar, Chatas Shutvim in Amesa. He holds it not like this anyway. He holds it because it can't be like that. It can't be like Reb Shimon, because we know anyway, from a different place, unrelated to all of our discussion, is that he holds not like this. He doesn't hold that it's going to be basic. The Sadia Par Sayer Shayema Kippurim She'avdu the Hefer Shachayim Tachteya, they got lost and they replaced it. The thing is, Yabusu Kulam Div Rabbi Yehuda. This Rabbi Yehuda, the reason is, of course, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Karbet Tzibor, a Chatasat Tzibor, is also a Mesa. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, Yero, that honor Rabbi. You have to let him graze to get him up, it's not going to die. Bishay Chatasat Tzibor Mesa. That's the cloud. That's how we hold. Chatas Sibur doesn't die. Reb Shimon holds what? Chatas Sibur, there's no din of a Chatas Sibur that doesn't die. And therefore, so keep that, that's how we hold court to Reb Shimon. Amalei Rav Yosef, Kahanim Kamrad. What are we saying? You're saying over here, because Kahanim Kamrad, Shiny Kayhanim, the Ikri Kol, the Ksiv Alachayim Alchalav Alchol Yechaper. What are you saying over here? You're saying over here, Kahanim Ka'amrit. In other words, the status of Kayhanim is that it's able to be called the Kol. What was Gemara saying over here, Nachamo? The Gemara was asking, the what? They should be able to say this even according to Reb Shimon. Again, that if one of the members of the Tzibur died, in a Chanabi, that according to Reb Shimon, we should be saying, they could bring it, because they're not Tzibur Mason. On the other hand, let's say one of the Bezdin died, you can't bring it because they'll die. Something Gemara. We see over here Nachamo. Here we see. I'm gonna say again. Kahanim ka'amrit. By par b'sar shel yom kippurim. The par. Who is the bialim of the par? Who get it from the par? Kahanim, of course. The reason why by a par. Why it would be like that. That's a call by itself. And therefore, it's going to be a tzibur. Therefore, it has a din of a tzibur. That tzibur itself, the kayadim themselves are their own tzibur. It's not like a regular din of a lapshutvim. And therefore, like we find, that's true. Nicey par mahara. Pelvic. You hold that what? That kaihanim, or there are at Tzibur, and if, let's say they're also Saite, after Bezdin, let's say made a Hairoa. It should come out that according to Reb Shimon, it should come out they should have to bring their own par kahan. Nobody held that.
A lady.
You see the Rashi over here. Elameyata, the kaihanim, ikri kahal. Laisi par bahira.
Separate.
Obeyata. Laisi par bahira. Chiteva. What do you say? Chinami. Maybe you will. Tafi lu shvatim. Then it comes out. It's going to come out more than the regular shvatim.
13.
Going to be 13. Oh, the Shem Rashi says. The Reb Shimon comes out Yud Gimel shvatim. Utrar we learn Reb Shimon. I mean Yud Gimel parim only because of the Bezdin. Par Hoshemit v'shevet. Upar the Bezdin. Lo havi ela Yud Bei shvatim. There are only 12 shvatim. We're going to say the kahanim are different. Kahanim are this, so it's going to come out as a new shem. A new shem of a carbon seymour then. El Abba Rabbacha Rab Yaikid. Shidusha Levi Lori Kri Koho. The shaman of Levi is not called a Koho. El Chanami, you have the kahanim that are a Koho, and it's not 13, because the 12 are the other 11 Shvatim minus Levi. Levi does not count. So what do you have? In the end, you have 12? So Levi, lo, ikri, ko. Levi, you subtract. So what do you have? You have the regular 11 plus the Kaihanim, Dixin. Vina name Apracha Verbisicha, the Saticha, the Kal Habib. And we dash it from here as the Psukim go on. It only brings it abbreviates the quote. But it says over here for the Nachla that they're going to get. Koshi Yeshlo Achuza. Who are the ones that are called the Saticha, the Kal Amin? The ones that you're going to get the Arusha. Koshi Yeshlo Achuza Ikriko. Koshi Elo Achuza Lo Ikriko. And therefore, Levi is not included. In Kain Chasrei Lahu Yud Bei Shvatim. So they think about it. So when you have that, of course, includes Kehanim also the same thing. So if that's not included, so what do you have? You have 11.
Always
have to be 11. You don't have 11 because you won't be able, if that's the ones that are called the call, say the Chidami, then you won't be able to deal with that. With that. Rabbi, you know, you have 12. Fribim, Menashe, Karu, Meshivim, Yuli. It's mashkam only what? The nachla hutchim. The nachla, they are, but vlood of a racher. What do you mean, vlood? You mean only the gabi nachla, they're called shvatim. Vachalukim it golem. Kanahalasim kachni chadiyasim. Nachla, and flags are the same. Why? They lachla covered with a golem. That's different. The reason is it's different because of the Golub, the Hashivas that they have. Aye, and what about the Siyim? Also count, you see that they're different. So, the Chalukim and the Siyim, and that also Hulachla comes with the Siyim. The Sanya Shleim Asa Yud Zayin Mechanike, Mara Baishel Asa Shnei Basar. Why did he have to go and make 12 days of dedication from Achmer Shchaydash Nissen? You may cover the Nisayim. And therefore, that's what we have. What was, should we stop here? What?
Next year,
we can raise. Yeah, alright. We have to stop over here. Mitzvah Shem will pick it up over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.